Honolulu Civil Beat's reality check looks at the clock that's ticking on spending down the federal CARES money. Reporter Stuart Yurton joins us this morning. Hi, Stuart.
Hi, Catherine.
So, gosh, you know, I mean, we've been hearing about this deadline, but there are all kinds of different pots of money and programs that are operating out there to kind of spread it around.
Yes, that's right. There are many pots of money, many programs. The one we're looking at today is known as the Coronavirus Relief Fund. It's part of the CARES Act money that Hawaii got, and that started with about $1.3 billion. Right now, there's probably, it sounds like about $877 million, but it's very fluid. The money's really being spent rapidly, so it's a moving target. But as best we could tell, as of last week, there was maybe $877 million unspent.
Now, you were talking to merchants that applied for the PIVOT grant program, right?
Exactly. So that is part of this big $877 million pool. There's something called the Hawaii Business PIVOT grant program. It's micro grants, $10,000. That you can get if you're adapting your business somehow to deal with the coronavirus pandemic and somehow shifting. So the thing we found out was that, ironically, businesses that really need it most, that don't have the cash to invest to pivot, can't get it. And why is that? Well, the state said, look, we want you to spend the money out up front, account for it so we can make sure it's a qualified expenditure, and then we'll reimburse you. This speaks to one of the reasons that it's hard to spend a lot of money and do so in an accountable way.
And there are also some administrative problems that the state was having, you know, just trying to write the checks.
Well, the state has an enormous amount of money it's trying to give out, right? And this is part of the challenge. You know, the as we discussed, there's started with $1.3 billion in this fund alone. Remember, there were also other money the state's been kind of passing through and dealing with. You know, for all of the problems that we've seen with unemployment insurance payments, and a lot of people have been left off in the lurch with those, the state still, you know, gave out and administered an enormous, really a staggering amount of money in a short time.
Yeah, those are record,
that was
record
like,
claims.
Yes, like over $1 billion to individuals.
And the latest that we were hearing about the rental assistance program, initially they were going pretty good, cutting those checks fairly quickly, but I guess some of those applications weren't filled out properly.
Yes, exactly. It's similar to the PIVOT grant program. You know, the applications need to be done really well. There can't be any questions, not anything outstanding, because again, the state needs to be accountable for this. And they were finding that something like half of the applications had missing information. Again, remember, this is two nonprofits that are administering this program for the state. And again, we're talking thousands and thousands, over 10,000 applications for this rental assistance program alone.
Yeah, it is pretty staggering. Now, I thought it was interesting that you point out that, you know, if we don't meet the deadline for some of the spending, some of that money will still stick around.
Right. The concern initially was that the money would lapse back to the federal government. The EGA administration has said we're going to spend the money to replenish the unemployment insurance trust fund, which had to be borrowed from to pay unemployment insurance claims. This is important for businesses because they will be assessed with a fee based on a formula if the trust fund goes below a certain amount. So if they can put money back into the trust fund, it'll help these businesses, many businesses, in the long run later.
Okay, so that's a silver lining that it'll be a cushion as we go into the new year.
Right, it will be a cushion. But for now, it doesn't help the small businesses, other people who are trying to get these grants, or as you mentioned, the rent relief, all of these things. are designed for specific parts of the community. You know, the real problem is so many people need help right now, and there's only so much money to go around, and the state needs to try to both administer it and then do so in a way that's responsible and accountable.
Yeah, I wish I could be a fairy godmother. I'd wave my wand and all the checks would be cut. Thanks so much, Stuart.
Thank you, Catherine.
That was reporter Stuart Yurton with today's Reality Check. You can read his story online at civilbeat.org.